Hi there, this is Melanie Kant from DBN, and this morning I'm joined by Lorraine McGill from Willow and Main Interior Designs. Hello, Lorraine, how are you?
Good morning, Mel. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a Monday morning in April.
Yes, it
The
is.
weather's getting a bit nicer, so all's good in the world.
Absolutely.
Now, Lorraine, you obviously have been networking with DBN for quite a while, but wearing a different hat until recently. So, can you please in officially introduce yourself and your business?
Yes, oh, I'm delighted to. So I'm Lorraine, and my business is Willow and Main Interior Design. I started Willow and Main back in 2018, and I was doing it kind of alongside my full-time job at the time. And so the business has grown. So I've done lots of lovely homes, the interiors, whether it be a room or a full house, all across the Northeast. So down as far as Redcar down in the south, right up to Bamburgh in the north, and everything in between. And loving it. Went full time in the business last July, and never looked back.
Now, there's a few things I want to talk about off the back of that, and I'm sure that everyone else will be curious to learn. So you started your own business back in 2018, and I was practically there, wasn't I? So
You were there, yes, you were. You've
when
been
you
involved from the very beginning, absolutely.
And I can always remember you saying, I'm setting up my own business and I'm doing it. I'm running it alongside my full-time job then. Okay. So if anyone's listening who's in the same position, because from 2018 to last July, I mean, this is through a pandemic as well, isn't it? You've grown your business. Can you have you got any advice you would give to somebody who is in that position now, who's actually working full time and has opened a business on the side, and then the who would like to progress it and build it to a point where they eventually jump ship from being employed to self-employed?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started, well, actually before I even started Willow and Main, I'd known for quite a while that this was something I'd love to do, and I thought it was always going to be a pipe dream. But with the encouragement of friends and family, I set up Willow and Main. So originally, it just existed on Instagram, as you'll remember. It I did the first few projects and shared them on Instagram, and obviously lots of images of my home. And then later that year, then I got you involved, and we got the website up and running, which was great, great showcase. So it really kind of brought it to life. I think for me, I would say that I never actually expected to be full time in the business ever. My dream was if I could go part time and do a couple of days a week doing this, then that would be great. I didn't expect it to grow how it did. So I think obviously having a great website, especially in my line of work, is massively important and showcases everything you do. Also social media, huge. Instagram was massive for me. But from a business point of view, I would say Facebook. I've had quite a few clients through Facebook, local clients. The way I did it, I set it up. When I originally set it up, I obviously registered it with HMRC and everything in August, and did everything right from being in the business world. And I think doing it over time and slowly and carefully and learning and taking advice throughout has really helped. Through the pandemic, I was very lucky because interiors was one thing people were thinking about because everyone was stuck in their homes, and were getting sick of looking at these four walls, so wanting to learn change. So actually, my business flew in the pandemic, and I think really the pandemic is one of the reasons that I grew to a point where I eventually could leave. But in the middle of the pandemic, one of my friends who was actually on she was on what was it called, where the kind of had them not working but they were being paid, what was it called
Furloughed.
again? Anyway, it doesn't matter. She was work furloughed, yeah. And she was around for the day. She went, you need to go part time. It was something that I wanted to do. So anyway, after a few months, the seed was sown, and I did drop a day. That was in back in 2021. So I dropped a day a week. And it the amount of work I could get done by dropping that day on the business was huge. And then fast forward to a year later, I'd set myself a goal of how much I needed to support myself to be able to leave full-time employment and be able to kind of, still do the same. So once I got to that figure, and with projects booked in, then I knew I was in a good position. So it was a fairly safe. Obviously, there's always surprises, but it was, yeah, I was in the best position I could be to leave work. And yeah, it's I've never looked back.
Which is it's fantastic to hear. And I know that if anyone's listening, I'm sure they'll go onto your Instagram and website afterwards to have a look at some of the projects that you've been working on. They are absolutely gorgeous. And I'm not just
Thank
saying
you.
that because obviously I know you. I'm saying that because they are absolutely gorgeous, and that's why you've been so successful. It's funny what you say about social media and having a website, obviously how they've played a really important role in growing your business and your success. And there's a lot of people that I talk to is a little bit sort of wary of social media. They just don't like it, but it has a part to play. It's not all. I can understand why some people don't like it, because like anything, social media has sort of the downsides to it. But to help promote your business, it's a fantastic way for referrals, really. And
Absolutely, it is, yeah.
you just need to find your social platform that works for you. And what I mean by that is having a social
Yeah.
platform where your tribe is, where the people who want, where your customers and potential customers want to interact with you. So obviously it's
Yeah.
been a huge success, and Instagram, like you say, it's just perfect for your type of business. So moving on a little bit. So now you went time last year, and I know it
Yeah.
was sort of you were prepared for it, but it was a little bit a leap of faith as well, wasn't
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
it? And
It was scary. Yeah.
well, it's scary, for anyone starting up their own business, but also obviously it's exciting as well. But it's
Yeah.
fantastic to hear that you've gone from strength to strength. Is there a particular project that you've actually thought, wow, I've even, past my expectations, it's turned out, so well? I mean, you'll always have obviously that project where it's gone far better than what you ever imagined, but is there one that springs to mind?
There's a few actually. There's a few. It's like I think it was towards the end of last year. I remember sitting back and looking at the projects that I was getting, and I was just like, it was there were these projects are just a joy to like go to. I mean, don't get us wrong, I love every project I do. I get it as excited as the client on every single one. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. But there's been a few. So there was a lovely house up at Bamborough. That was amazing. That had like views over Holy Island. But it needed a lot of work. The clients had moved in during the pandemic. And so there was a lot of things to change. But then there was another one, an architect built house at Seaham, which is actually one of the images on my homepage, actually. That was my dream, that home. It was beautiful. I'm going to be doing more work for them as well in the next couple of months. It was a lovely old rectory that I've done a lot of work on, and I'm doing some more at the minute on that one. It just really kind of all lovely people. All my clients, I've touch wood, are all just so nice. The people, so I've been very lucky. But yes,
Yeah,
and there's lots of others I like too.
you don't just do homes, do you? You do commercial properties too?
Yeah, I've done a few smaller commercials. So I did the bistro in Darris Hall, and number 9 bistro. I did an office a concert in the in that office building. What was it
Our
again?
Prospect Business Park, yeah.
Yes, Prospect Business Park. Yeah, that's right. My old school. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done another one, and I've done quite a few rentals, and I've done a few Airbnb. Bees as well, which is really good. I wouldn't be surprised if that market does take off even more. I'm doing one for a local person who you know quite well, Mel, at the minute, helping with get that finished off as well.
Is that the famous
So
person down
yeah,
the road from
it's
me?
is that the what?
Famous person down the road from me.
Oh no. No, they are down the road from you, but then that person's not famous.
Ah, right. Okay then.
I'll
Okay.
tell you later.
Yes. Okay. No, I appreciate client confidentiality. So that's fair enough. So then, what's for the future of Willow and Main? Where do you see yourself going now?
It's all very exciting at the minute. I'm on the NatWest Entrepreneur Accelerator program. So I joined that a couple of weeks ago. So that's a 6-month program. And so for the future, what I would love to have is I'd love to be able to recruit and have a staff member or two, somebody that can bring skills that I don't have as well, different types of things with a different aspect. I'd love to have a shop. Willow and Main shop with curated pieces of styles that like go with the kind of the main styles that I do. And my dream would be to have an Airbnb one day that I could kit out, you know, as Willow and Main. That would be my dream. But in the meantime, just to continue doing making, you know, taking people's houses and making them into beautiful homes for them. Wherever they may be, it's that's what the business is about fundamentally, and that's what I love doing.
Well, do you know what? I'm sure that you'll get there in the end, Lorraine. You've done absolute,
Yeah.
wonders in the few short years you've been trading. So, the sky's the limit, really, if you put your mind to it. So,
Yeah.
but I have to obviously mention DBN because obviously we're here today, as you are
Yes, of
one of
course.
our most recent DBN members. And I just wanted to ask you, what is it about DBN that that brings you along to the network and meetings? What is it about the meetings that you enjoy?
Yeah, so with DBN, obviously I joined DBN when I was employed. I brought the business that I work for to DBN. And the reason that I originally went to DBN was for me, being a County Durham girl and being brought up in the area. I'm not over there now, but it's networking back to where I'm from. With like there are people that I know from old that are there, but it's I would say irrespective of that, it's a great network to be part of. It's very inclusive. The people are really nice. There's a lot of great events that are on. I've been to lots. I haven't been to the last couple just because it's kind of fell when I've had client meetings, which obviously they do have to come first. But I just find it a very supportive network. So yes, I would definitely recommend it. Definitely.
So you came along to our last Big Ideas event, didn't you?
I did. I was going to mention that actually, because I found it really, really useful. I mean, there was quite a few of us on the course, but it really got us thinking about certain things, and that was one of the things where me future aspirations starting to look at that as well. And I think we all learned quite a bit, and all of us follow each other and support each other on socials, which is great. Like I said, I'm working with somebody from there at the minute, and that could develop into other stuff later. But it was a really, really good course. When I've seen the post and I've said definitely do it, it was a great couple of days. So yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Anyone that's starting out business as well, I think they should definitely jump on it. Yeah.
Because we've got another one coming up next month, actually, and it's filling up quite fast, to be fair. I've
Yes.
only got a couple of places left. However, what I was going to say is that regardless of whether it's DBN members attending or not DBN members attending, it's lovely to see at the end of the course how everyone's referring to each other or setting up
Yes.
meetings quite naturally.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
nice to, look at other people's business and helping them move forward with ideas. So, yes, it's a really good course to be involved with from my point of view too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So finally, obviously, before we sort of go our separate ways for the day, Lorraine,
Yeah.
if anyone would like to get in touch with Willow and Lorraine from Willow and Maine, what's the best way
Yeah.
to do that?
So either through Instagram or Facebook's fine, but my contact details are on the website as well. So I'm the person in the business. So if you ring that number, you speak to me. If you drop an email into that email, then it comes straight to me as well. Or the contact form as well on the website as well. So anyone, if they had any questions or anything like that, feel free. I like to speak to people.
But oh yeah, I'm like that too. And do you know what? When the podcast is published, we will obviously let everyone know what your website is and what your social media tags are too, so they can find you in those ways, any way they want to, really. But it was lovely to have
Brilliant.
a chat with you this morning, Lorraine. And
Nice to speak to you.
yes, and hopefully I'll see you soon at a networking meeting. I won't see you that the
Yes, definitely.
So I will speak to you soon. Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.